This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Recently, more than 60 service organizations came together to create a plan to identify and proactively address the needs of homeless families. Here to discuss the homeless problem in our region and the plan, Solutions for Family Homelessness, are Bethany House Executive Director Susan Schiller and Strategies to End Homelessness Executive Director Kevin Finn. Later in the show, we'll talk about the resources and prevention programs to help families avoid being homeless. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Susan and Kevin, thank you for being here today.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kevin, the good news is homelessness is down. And how much has it declined?
Homelessness has declined by about 7% in recent years here in Hamilton County specifically, and actually has declined somewhat nationally. The thing that is troubling that sort of led into the development of the Solutions for Family Homelessness Plan is that within that decline in total homelessness, family homelessness has actually increased by about 3%. So while overall the issue has gotten better, specifically with families, the issue has actually gotten worse.
So on an individual overall basis, we're looking at this going down, but yet for families, they're not seeing that benefit. And why are families facing homelessness? Why is this happening, Susan?
There are a number of issues why families become homeless, okay? First of all, there's not enough affordable housing. If there was more affordable housing, families would have an opportunity to move into that. There's a widening gap between the income levels of so many of our families and the housing cost. But in addition to that, there's generational poverty. We have unemployment, low-paying jobs, lack of education, no skill set. Domestic violence is another issue. There's a lot of health and mental health challenges. So there's not just one reason. And in many cases, 80% of our families are headed by a single female. And so when you don't have that two-parent income, just only one-parent income, and if the income's low, all they need is just one situation, one bad accident or illness, and it begins the path to homelessness.
To complicate things even a little further, not only is the average family a single female head of household, but on average, she has two children who are age 6 or younger. So we're dealing with young children who the parents don't have the resources to take care of, who aren't at school all day necessarily yet, allowing the parent to be doing different things around finding a job. It's just a very complicated issue.
Well, and I would imagine that the families themselves, there are a lot of complicated layers and lots of different things they have to face and go through in order to deal with this.
Yes, and what we tried to do with the Solutions for Family Homelessness Plan is look at the whole system that families encounter. So typically, families come in contact with that system at a point when they still have their own housing, but that housing has fallen into jeopardy in some way. They're behind on their rent, they're behind on their utilities, something like that. And there are some services available to help at that moment in time, unfortunately not enough. Then when most families lose their own housing, they go into what we refer to as a doubled up situation where they're staying with friends or family. They're not literally on the street or in a shelter, but they're relying on someone else for a place to stay. And they'll be trying and might be successful in getting back on their feet while they're in that situation. But most families eventually run out of those kind of options. And their next stop would be a shelter. There are other resources available that diversion from shelter that might be able to help at that moment in time. But what we saw is those resources are far too limited as well. So even where we do have some interventions and some things in place that would prevent a family from becoming homeless, there's just not enough of those resources available. And the majority of families are being turned away with no assistance as a result.
Is that lack of affordable housing, is that across the region or just specific neighborhoods? And does that include rental apartments as well as homes themselves?
Yes, it's all of the above. But typically, our families that are homeless are going to be going into rental housing. They're, you know, in rental apartments, apartment units. And that is a problem there, too, because finding safe, decent, well-maintained apartments is a real challenge for the families.
Susan, how much are these... How big a hardship is this? What are these folks are losing a lot when they fall into this, aren't they?
It really is. It's devastating to the family, okay? Because, you know, what happens is, you know, they have maintained their apartment and then, you know, they've got multiple children. And before they even come to Bethany House, what's probably happened is they've been living with family and friends, okay? And they've been, you know, one by one, they've been asked to leave. And so, you know, they may come, some of our families come to us, they've been living in a car, they've been living in a campground, in a park, abandoned buildings. And so they have nothing when they come to us in many cases. I mean, literally, we've got two or three green garbage bags. Occasionally, some people will have a suitcase. Many times, the moms with the small children will have a stroller. But, you know, in many cases, that's it. The kid won't, you know, the children won't have even a stuffed animal, nothing.
And it is so important to think about the kids in this equation mm-hmm. who have, a lot of times, by the time they would have even come into shelter, they may have stayed with, you know, three, four, or five different family members or friends. And each time they moved between those family members and friends, that may have required them to change schools. So you have kids that even before they came into the homeless system, the shelter system, they have already been through a period of time in which they have no stability in their lives. They've been changing schools every couple of weeks and things like that. So there's just a lot of issues that need to be addressed by the time a family comes into shelter. And if we could head things off earlier, maybe we would avoid some of those problems.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that homelessness among families is up about 3%, Kevin. Do we have any idea the number of homeless families that are in Hamilton County?
Well, last year we served about, it was 661 families that were served in shelter, but there's a much bigger picture associated with that. So of the families that reached out for shelter last year, about 10% of them were actually appropriate for what we call shelter diversion, which is a sort of last-minute prevention effort to get them back into their own housing before they ever need to come into shelter. So 10% got diversion services. About 20% were placed into shelter. That's the 661 families. So 70% were turned away with nothing. And that's why family homelessness largely is a sort of invisible issue, because people don't see those families. They don't get counted in the number that came into shelter. And that's why I say, even though the 661 families was a 3% increase, there are so many more other families that would have come into shelter if there had been an opening for them. What frequently happens with some of those families is, you know, the mom, and again, as Susan mentioned, it's typically a single mom, finds somebody who's willing to keep the kids for the while. The mom may come into the shelter system, but then she looks to the shelter system like a single individual woman, not like a family, but that's really a homeless family.
Susan, you know, the troubling part of this is the kids. I mean, that's very disturbing. What are things that that need to be done to help these children?
Well, a number of items that we have included in the plan will help us deal with the trauma that the children are going through. One of the things that we want to implement system-wide with all four emergency shelters for families is trauma-informed care. You know, we'll be training everyone from the receptionist at the front door to the custodian to the case managers. But the whole goal of trauma-informed care is to not increase the trauma that the families are having while they're in the shelter. One of the things that we're looking into, and this quite honestly came out of one of the focus groups that we had with homeless families. Kevin came in and at Bethany House Services and at Interfaith Hospitality Network and talked to the mothers themselves who were living in the shelter at the time. And one of the things that they have said, and we've heard this before, okay, it wasn't new, that, you know, the mom said, we need childcare, you know. We're living in the shelter. We want to go out and look for a job, But we can't because we've got our young children. The older kids will be in school, but the young children are not. And as Kevin said, most of these mothers have two children under six. And so one of the things, and this is something we're already starting to work on right away, is providing a child serving center. And that it would be designed just for the children that are in the four emergency shelters. And I do need to mention who those other four, who the four shelters are. In addition to Bethany House Services, the YWCA has shelter for victims, the families, the mothers who are victims of domestic violence. In addition to that, we have the Salvation Army and finally the Interfaith Hospitality Network. At this time, Bethany House serves 5 out of 10 homeless families in the community. And, we can see firsthand all those moms that don't have any place to leave their children. Sometimes there's some family that they can go to, but many times there is no family or friends. And you know, they need jobs. If we can't get jobs for the moms, they don't have a chance of stabilizing the family. They don't have a chance of being independent and self-sufficient. So providing some child care for the kids is critical.
Kevin, what's the general length of time that a family would stay at a shelter before they leave and find housing?
Homelessness actually tends to be a relatively short-term crisis, despite what some people tend to think, particularly when they think about single individuals. I'd say the average family stays between 30 and 45 days in a shelter, and then they move on. Now, a lot of times that means moving on into a government-funded housing program that sort of helps them get out of the shelter. It doesn't mean that quickly they're able to be independent, that they have a job and their own paycheck that is supporting them. But a lot of the emphasis, both locally and nationally, has been on getting families out of shelter and back into housing more quickly, and then supporting them in housing while they achieve long-term stability. That is really what we've been emphasizing. But those housing programs are only available to families coming out of the shelter system. So again, all these families that are out there that don't manage to get into shelter, they don't even qualify for some of the housing resources that are available.
So what can you do to help those families that are on the outskirts like that, Kevin? I mean, how do you reach them?
Well, you know, so many of the things that that Susan already mentioned about the issues we deal with, if we could provide better services to the families while they're in shelter, and if we could do a better job of taking care of the kids. The shelters are doing everything they absolutely can. They're just chronically sort of under-resourced in that regard. But the faster we can get families out of shelter and into housing reduces the trauma on the family, but also more quickly frees up space for another family to come in. We don't need more shelter capacity if we can reduce the length of time that shelters are staying in the system or that families are staying in the shelters. So no homeless person really wants to be in a shelter and be there for a long, long time. So really the answer is to get people out into housing and do that as quickly as we can. But the affordable housing issue that Susan raised before, it's an issue both on the front end and on the back end, because a lot of times they were at risk of becoming homeless because they were spending 60-70% of their income just for their housing. Well, then their income might be the same or even less as they're coming out of a shelter and now they're trying to find housing again.
We'll continue our discussion about solutions for family homelessness, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guests this afternoon are Bethany House Executive Director Susan Schuller and Strategies to End Homelessness Executive Director Kevin Finn. We're talking about a new plan, Solutions for Homeless Families. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Kevin, the plan seems to put more of an emphasis on helping children. Is that kind of different from other plans we've had for dealing with homelessness in the past?
Well, I would say that typically the services for the children are, if when the shelters are under-resourced, that's sort of the first thing to go, so, or to never get implemented, because to stabilize the family in their own housing, the shelters really need to be targeting the parents. There is one recommendation in the plan about having child service coordinators in the shelters that Susan would be better to speak to than me.
Yeah, Kevin's absolutely right. Bethany House years ago used to have a child service coordinator, someone who just did primarily dealt with the children. And as funding got cut after, you know, around the recession and everything, funding continued to be cut. And so that position was cut. So one of the key things that's included in the plan that all four shelters are very excited about is funding for child service coordinators. And so that person would be, you know, involved with assessing all of the children as they came in. Do you know, what kind of services do the kids need? Referring them to the appropriate services, working with the schools. Cincinnati's fortunate to have a fabulous program within Cincinnati Public School District called Project Connect. And they focus, totally on homeless children. And so, you know, our child coordinators would be working with them as well. So it's one of the key things that we pushed for and we're happy to say is in the plan, and we think it can make a big difference.
Well, and we're also very happy that the county has been a partner in development. Hamilton County has been a partner in developing this plan. Actually, Christian Sigmund, the county administrator, sat on the steering committee overlooking the plan, and he has actually included those child care coordinators for each of the shelters in the budget that is currently in front of the county commissioners. Now, that budget has not been finalized yet, but we're optimistic that, you know, the county has been a great partner in recent years in terms of helping to meet the needs of homeless people in general. So we're optimistic that that may be included in the budget to help our families.
Another thing that we're very excited about that's been included in the plan is to ensure that all of the four shelters have the services or have the capacity to deal with the families. Just for example, at Bethany House right now, we have our families at four different locations. We've got our original location on Fairmount Avenue. We've been there, you know, 30 years. But we also, since January 1st, have three other shelter locations in three different areas. Areas over the Rhine, Mount Auburn, and Walnut Hills. And those different locations and different models are really creating problems in that we're challenged to provide the best possible services for our families. We cannot do the level of adult education every night, Monday through Thursday night. We cannot provide the same level of child that care in the evenings while the mothers are doing the classes. And it's that those mandatory classes, whether it's on financial literacy, parenting, health and wellness, all of those things are so critical. We've got a short period of time where we can make an impact in these families, and we want to use every single minute that we have as best we can. And so if we can, you know, Bethany House is looking to find a facility and either find something and renovate it or build from scratch where we can have all of our families together and ensure that we can provide the best possible service.
And also happy to report that the city of Cincinnati has committed some funding to help support Bethany House in their work to identify a good location for that facility and things like that. The city has also been a key partner in this.
Sounds like a big challenge, Kevin, is funding. How is that going for this effort?
Considering that we just released the plan this week, I would say the fact that we have a commitment from the city and a possibility from the county is very good, that already we have some resources at the table. We don't yet know exactly what the price tag for implementing this whole plan will be. Our plan is over the next few months, between now and January, we're first going to prioritize the recommendations in the Solutions for Family Homelessness Plan, and I clearly identify the top priority recommendations, and then we're going to be able to ballpark what it would cost to implement it. What is interesting about this plan in another way, though, is that some of the things don't necessarily require new funding to come to the table. There are a number of recommendations in this plan that are really around making better use of resources that are already available. For example, the Cincinnati Metropolitan Housing Authority, prior to this past July, had not prioritized homeless families to receive public housing. Now, that's a real surprise to a lot of people.
But yeah, I would say so.
CMHA in the last year and a half or so has been an incredible partner in terms of making resources available to homeless people in general and more recently specifically toward homeless families. Something that's already happening, but those are resources they already had that were already out there in the community. They're just being targeted toward homeless families in a way they were not before.
That's the other thing that's exciting about this plan is that over 60 different organizations were involved in the development, okay? You know, we had the city, the county, key social service people. It's just been very collaborative. And I think that's what's going to make an impact because everybody was involved in creating this from scratch. And, you know, we've said all along there are a number of things that we knew that would be in the plan, but there are a number of new things that we did not expect to be in the plan. But I think the biggest surprise overall is that, you know, after a week after the release, we already have some funding, and that's exciting, very exciting.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And how long did it take to come up with the plan?
Well, it's really been at least a year and a half in earnest that we've been working on the plan.
60 organizations, a year and a half in earnest.
Well, what we started with about 18 months ago was a smaller group decided to do a deep dive into the data that we had on family homelessness and try to wrap our hands around the issue a little bit. How many families, where the intervention points could be and things like that. So November of last year, we released something called the Family Homelessness Services Study, which was just the crunching of the data we had available. Then that data then informed the planning process that led to the plan we released this week. So it really was about 6 months of looking at data and then about 10 or 11 months of actually developing the plan to get us to this point.
Any idea how long this is going to take to implement?
Well, I'm hoping we can wrap it up by the end of the month, but realizing that realizing
you're the optimist.
That's right. I mean, we need to really focus on this and you know, put everybody behind it right away. I mean, I don't know, Kevin, a couple of years maybe?
I think it'll definitely be a few years, but I mean, I think it's one of those things that we don't need to attach a timeline to because any number of families that we do a better job of taking care of, any number of families we prevent from becoming homeless, any number of families that get out of shelter more quickly or receive better services, it was worth doing it.
Well, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Bethany House Executive Director Susan Schiller and Strategist and Homelessness Executive Director Kevin Finn. Kevin will be back with us for the second half of the show as we look at prevention programs designed to help families avoid being homeless. Thanks to Christina Krimmer for listening to 91.7 WVXU today. This is Cincinnati Edition.